All right, the Oscar nominations will be announced at 7:30 our time. It'll be live streaming on Oscars.org. So you can actually go to Oscars.org/live, and there'll be a video screen that you can watch live. I'm not sure, Dan, if we found out whether or not E! Is going to show it again, because I remember last year we were talking about this, that they were showing the Kardashians instead.
Right.
Instead.
Let's see if I can find that information.
So I turned it on. I remember sitting in my living room last year and turning it on, and the Kardashians were on, and I'm like, what the hell is this? But I had my tablet going, so I watched it live, which I will be doing later this morning. But all the nominations will be announced in all the categories. Ang Lee and Guillermo del Toro are going to announce all the big technical awards leading up to, I think, animation feature. And then John Krasinski will come out with a member of the Academy and unveil the major categories and their awards. So, and that'll be at 7:38 our time. So 7:30 our time will be Ang Lee and Del Toro with the Tech Awards. And then at 7:38, you'll see the major awards announced by John Krasinski.
According to Entertainment Weekly, the television, they will be shown on ABC this year.
ABC live. Okay. All right. I'll tune into ABC, but I'll also have my my tablet going, too, to watch. So I do have some predictions that I will go to. Eric Childress predicted the nominations in every single category. I did not do that. I just went with the major categories, and I'll give you my predictions as well. We also have the Razzie Awards to talk about. They have been announced. The nominations have been announced. The Razzie Awards are given out to the worst movies of the year the night before the Academy Awards. And I believe that's also the same night. Yes, it is. The same night as the Independent Spirit Awards. The Independent Spirit Awards are, which are some of the most fun awards that you could watch. That's actually one of my favorite award shows ever, are the Independent Spirit Awards. Because they honor independent movies. Not necessarily, though, because there's a very sort of fine line between what is an independent movie now with the Independent Spirit Awards, because a lot of, like, studio-backed movies that, you know, get nominated. But it's a lot of fun because it's very loose and everybody is drinking and they're in a tent. You know what I mean? Like, the whole thing is, like, on a beach in a tent. Esmeralda, you ever watch the Independent Spirit Awards?
No.
Oh, they're great.
I didn't know it was on a beach.
It's on a beach in a tent. And, you know, they have different hosts every year. I don't know who's hosting it this year. But a lot of years, it was John Waters. John Waters was the host for many, many years of the Independent Spirit Awards, and he is just fantastic. But the Independent Spirit Awards are a lot of fun. They honor, you know, independent movies and low-budget things in all the big categories.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm glad you're sitting down.
Why?
Kate McKinnon will be co-hosting the Independent.
Oh, my God! Co-hosting with who?
Kumail Nanjiani? Kumail Nanjiani, I'll see if I can find.
Why do
I've
I
seen
not,
his face?
Why do I not?
He's
know
been in stuff. Well, he's a comedian. I want to say he's from here.
You know him from HBO Silicon Valley.
Oh,
IFC's Portlandia.
Oh yeah. Oh, that guy's
Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Yeah, yeah, he's hilarious. They're gonna be great. Kate McKinnon. Oh man, my future ex-wife who has no interest in men. So you got to tune in and watch it, Esmeralda. Oh, you don't have the cables.
I don't. I might be able to find it, though.
Independent Spirit. What the hell channel is it on? It's on IFC. The Independent Film Channel. Yeah, that would be the Independent Spirit Awards would be on IFC. I think IFC has a feed on their website,
there
Esmeralda.
You go.
So I think you should be able to watch it. You should watch it. It's fun. Independent Spirit Awards are really loose. They're really funny. You know, a lot of the people who are, do we have the nominee? Are the nominations? No, they probably haven't even been announced yet. Have they?
I think they actually have been announced.
Have they? So well, maybe we can get those. I'll read those as well. My guess is the leader in the nominations, my guess would be Room and Carol. Those would be probably the ones that probably lead the nominations. Even though, again, that's, you know, it depends on what you think an independent movie is, a real independent movie.
Nominations for Best Feature are Anomalisa, Beasts of No Nation, Spotlight, Carol, and Tangerine.
See, Spotlight. You know what I mean? A movie like Spotlight is in there. Because I guess it was produced in, you know, independently, financed independently, but it's not an independent. It's, I mean, it's released by a major studio, and like everybody in the world is in that movie. You know what I mean? Birdman, I believe, won last year. And I know my, I think Michael Keaton won Best Actor last year. But that's, all right, well, there you go. Those are your nominees. And that's always a lot of fun. And it, and I will say this, and Esmeralda, you should look this up online. If you want to see what I pretty much think is the greatest acceptance speech in the history of award shows, look up Mickey Rourke's acceptance speech for Best Actor for The Wrestler at the Independent Spirit Awards. So if you just, you know, if you Google, it's like 8 minutes long. And it is spectacular. It's my favorite acceptance speech ever in the history of acceptance speeches ever. And it's all, it's uncensored. I can't play it on the air because he drops like 20 F-bombs. And that's another thing about the show is that it's uncensored. But his acceptance speech for Best Actor, Independent Spirit Awards for The Wrestler, is the best acceptance speech. I have played it on the air, but we've censored it. And I'm not going to put Dan through that right now because it's, you know, he'd have to put all the beeps in individually. But it's the best acceptance speech ever. It really is. So that'll be fun. Independent Spirit Awards. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I'll tell you about the Razzies, and then we'll make our Oscar predictions. And at any time, if you want to text or call us to talk about your favorite movies of the year, what you're looking forward to for the Oscars, we'll talk about past Oscar snubs, movies or people who should have won Academy Awards or been nominated for Academy Awards in the past. We'll talk about those as well. It's Academy Award Announcement Day, and we are covering it all. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Good morning, everybody. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing? Yeah, man, triple play Thursday. Yeah. All right. It's Nick DiGilio here, and we're talking Academy Awards. I will give you my predictions, Eric Childress's predictions for the nominations. And we'll talk about past Oscar snubs and the Razzies. Now, the Razzies sometimes drive me nuts because they some of it is like a real easy target kind of a thing. And now, you're familiar, Esmeralda, with the Razzie Awards.
I am.
And they've started, I can't even remember when they started, but years ago, many years ago. The Razzie Awards feature 9 regular categories where winners are determined by online votes from over 900 voting Razzie members. Who are the Razzie members? Through 47 U.S. states and 21 foreign countries. All right. I'd like to know who the Razzie members are. So for Worst Picture, your nominees for 2016 Razzies are Fantastic Four, 50 Shades of Grey, Jupiter Ascending, Paul Blart Mall Cop, and Pixels. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, I'm sorry, the sequel. And Pixels. I'm the only person on the planet that liked Jupiter Ascending. And that is now... Dan, here's something that I've just realized after seeing Jupiter Ascending and liking it, that I have actually liked every single movie that the Wachowskis have done.
It'd be an interesting topic one day. Like, yeah. Everything this person's done, you've liked.
I've liked every one of them. Bound was their first movie, which is a great movie. You've seen Bound, haven't you, Dan?
Yep.
Esmeralda, have you seen Bound?
Is that with...
Jennifer Tilly and Gina Gershon?
No.
Joey Pants?
No, but I know it pretty well.
Oh, it's good.
Like, I pretty much know.
Matrix. They did The Matrix. All three. I back all three of them. The first one's a masterpiece. First one's one of the greatest movies ever made, in my opinion. One of the best science fiction movies of all time. I like all three. I know a lot of people don't like the other two. Where do you stand? You don't like the other two, do you?
The story I had read was that the final two movies were never intended to be the final two movies. That the first Matrix was actually what they envisioned to be the middle movie of the trilogy, that they had intended to make a movie about the machines and the humans fighting, and that would have been the first one. Matrix would have been the second one. And then in my head, if you combine the best moments from the last two, it would be an epic third.
Yeah.
So I kind of like watch it through that lens. So mm-hmm. like when I see a scene, I'm kind of ambivalent. I'm like, well, we could have cut this. And then the scenes that are great, like that, the last fight scene is unbelievable with them in the rain.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's how I kind of view it. I enjoy them, but I also wonder what could have been.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm a Speed Racer fan. I like Speed Racer. I don't care. I think it's a really good movie. It was a movie meant for kids, and I liked it. And then that really long movie with Tom Hanks and Halle Berry.
Cloud Atlas.
Oh, I like that movie, too.
Is that the one where they were making, like, people dress up in different races and things?
Yeah. Yeah, it was directed by three different directors.
That movie is weird.
It's a very strange movie, but I think a really great one. I mean, they didn't direct the whole thing. Tom Tykwer directed some of it, and I can't remember who the third director was on it. But it was the Wachowskis, Tom Tykwer, and then one other director, and I can't remember who it was. And then Jupiter Ascending, which I liked. And I'm alone on that one. Man, am I alone. I mean, that's my Joe Dirt of this year. Joe Dirt is a movie that I back. I really like that movie. Worst actor, Johnny Depp for Mordecai. That's another movie that I didn't hate. I actually had more fun watching Mordecai than I did watching Black Mass. And Black Mass is the movie that Depp might get nominated for in a few hours. Jamie Dornan for 50 Shades of Grey. Kevin James for Paul Blart. Adam Sandler for The Cobbler and Pixels. Oddly, they haven't mentioned the idiot six, the stupid six, the ridiculous six. I don't know if they don't do Netflix movies on here or what. And then Channing Tatum for Jupiter Ascending. Worst supporting actor, Chevy Chase for Hot Tub Time Machine and Vacation. Josh Gad for Pixels and the Wedding Ringer. Kevin James for Pixels. Jason Lee for Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip. And Eddie Redmayne for Jupiter Ascending. By the way, Eddie Redmayne better in Jupiter Ascending than he is in The Danish Girl. Worst actress, Katherine Heigl, Home Sweet Hell. See, nobody saw that, but they like to go after Katherine Heigl. Dakota Johnson, 50 Shades of Grey. You leave Dakota Johnson alone. Ben and Kate? That was a lovely show. I loved that show. But 50 Shades of Grey was terrible. Mila Kunis for Jupiter Ascending, Jennifer Lopez for The Boy Next Door, and Gwyneth Paltrow for Mordecai. Worst supporting actress, Kelly Cuoco, Sweeting. She's a Sweeting now? She goes she's a hyphen?
She did get married.
Okay. Alvin and the Chipmunks and The Wedding Ringer, Rooney Mara for Pan, Michelle Monaghan for Pixels, Julianne Moore for Seventh Son, and Amanda Seyfried for Pan and Love the Coopers. All right. Those are your acting and picture nominees for the Razzies. We'll get to the rest of them, but we got a break here for the news. And then after that, we'll open up the phone lines, talk about the Oscars. I'll do my predictions, and we'll talk about Oscar snubs from the past. And we want to hear from you. Text and talk, 312-981-7200. All right. Good morning, everybody. Hi. My name is Nick. How are you? Hey. It's Thursday, man. Triple play Thursday. Yeah. And we are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. The Oscar nominations will be announced in a matter of hours. About 4 hours, to be precise. And I will be watching it live, and we'll talk about it again tomorrow. But this morning, I will give you my predictions on what I think will be nominated in the major categories. Eric Childress also gave me his predictions, and I will read those. And we'll talk about Oscar snubs from the past and hopefully some long-shot possibilities of people who could get nominated. And we want to hear from you, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, all right, we were talking about the Razzies. Let me give you the couple of more of these nominees. Worst Screen Combo. All four Fantastics in the Fantastic Four. Okay. Johnny Depp and his glued-on mustache in Mordecai. See, this is why the Razzies make me nuts. Like, best, that's a duo combo. Jamie Dornan and Dakota Johnson for 50 Shades of Grey. Kevin James and either his Segway or his glued-on mustache in Paul Blart. And Adam Sandler in any pair of shoes in The Cobbler. Okay. All right, so those are your Razzies. They'll be announced the night before the Academy Awards. Academy Awards are announced, and your host is Chris Rock, that'll be on February 28th. So, I believe we have it's a leap year this year. I believe we have a 29th.
You are correct.
Yes, leapy year. So I'm going to take leap day off, Dan.
Very nice.
Yeah. Get one day every 4 years off. So, okay, the Academy Award nominees. Let's talk a little bit about this. And in the best picture category. Now, here's the weird thing. They have kind of been messing around now over the years with how many films get nominated for best picture. I mean, it used to be for years and years and years, it used to be five. Because there were five nominees in each category. But then they started messing around. One year there was 10. There were 9, a couple of times. And it's just, I don't know what the criteria is. So Eric went with 8, so I went with 8 as well. Nominees that I think will be announced for Best Picture. Now, the reason why they do this is because I think one of the reasons that they did it was they wanted more people to go to movies. They thought it would be good for box office because as I was saying earlier, there are a lot of people out there who are completists who want to see everything that's been nominated for the Academy Awards before they watch the show. So the thinking of the Academy is that if we nominate more movies, that means more people will go to see more movies and then they'll make more money. So that's what they think. Now, Esmeralda, do you plan on like, well, I got to see this, I got to see that when they get nominated? Or, you know, I know that you watch the Academy Awards every year, but are you sort of a completist? Do you try to see the stuff that is nominated?
I say I'm going to, but then I don't. I'll maybe watch like one. It's amazing that I watch Mad Max. So
yeah. Well, you watched the best one. So, but now, so you watched Mad Max. Have you seen anything else that, like, if I name off the,
I mean, I'll know them because it's just been, I've been seeing stuff about all of them.
Yeah.
So I know most of what the movies are. I just haven't seen them.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, let me give you my 8. They're not very different from Eric's, but my 8, these are my predictions for Best Picture. For Best Picture. Mad Max Fury Road, Spotlight, The Revenant, The Big Short, Carol, The Martian, Brooklyn, and Room. Those are my choices. Now, and Eric and I have the same choices, except he picked Bridge of Spies and not Room. And I picked Room. Now, the other possibilities, there are some dark horses here, but those are the ones. Mad Max Fury Road, Spotlight, The Revenant, The Big Short, Carol, The Martian, Brooklyn, and Room. Those are my choices, my predictions. The other possibilities are Bridge of Spies, Steve Jobs, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and Sicario. Those are some possibilities that might sneak in there, but those are the ones. Now, of those, is Esmeralda the only one you've seen Fury Road? Mad Max? Well, again, you know, you saw the best one.
Don't they do a thing somewhere where they start showing them all again?
Yes. Yeah, they do.
Maybe I'll go do that.
I'll tell you the one of the great things about this year. You know what I'm going to say, Dan. Damn it, Mad Max is going to get another theatrical release. So that gives me an excuse to see the damn thing on the big screen again.
And I'll go if it's at IMAX.
I would hope that they would put it at IMAX. Let me tell you something. I saw it in IMAX 3D. I almost didn't leave the theater. I almost just moved in. I just said, look, I'm not taking these glasses off. Just continue to show this 24 hours a day for the next 53 years because I'm not leaving. That was when I took my parents to see it. Because it came out, it was 1 week only, and it was in September. Okay. Now, Mad Max came out May 15th of last year. And then they re-released it and said it's going to be 1 week only. It'll be the first time that it's in IMAX and 3D, because its initial release, when it came out in May, it was not released in IMAX or 3D. It was released in 3D, but it was not released in IMAX 3D. So when they re-released it, I went the whole weekend. I went three times. The weekend that it opened in IMAX 3D, I went three times. I went Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the people at the Village Crossroads in Skokie were like, what are you doing back here? Like every day, same guy was like tearing my ticket, going, what's wrong with you? And I was like, what do you mean, what's wrong with me? What's right with me? But I remember my parents went to see it. I took my parents to see it. And we're sitting there. And my dad goes, but it's so at the end. Now, we've all seen it. Dan, you've seen it.
I have, yes.
Esmeralda, you've seen it. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's not a, you know, not a quiet film, Mad Max Fury Road, and not, you know, slow. You could say that. It's relatively very in your face, loud, and relentless for the entire 2 hours. There's not a lot of silence in the film.
I love yelling.
It's a lot of yelling, a lot of cars flipping, people screaming.
Falling off of things. Yeah. Covered in dust.
It's genius. Now, there are some quiet moments, and most of those provided by that middle section of the movie where they come across the women in the desert, and Charlize Theron realizes that her home, where she grew up, her green place, has been destroyed. And there's a great scene. See, this is why I hope she gets nominated, where Charlize Theron goes out into the middle of the desert and just has a breakdown when she realizes that her childhood home, which was once green and beautiful and had a future, is gone. So you know, the movie, blah, 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 and the score is relentless and crazy. There's a blind dude hanging from wires, blasting, playing a guitar with flames shooting out of the end of it. Attached to the front of a truck. It's just fantastic. The Doof Warrior. He's the Doof. So, anyway, it's not very quiet. So, at the end of the movie builds up to this really incredible climax. At the very end of the movie, the thing is ending, and we're all sitting there. My parents are sitting there. And at the end of the movie, it just cuts to black. Suddenly, it's silent. It cuts to black. And a quote pops up on the screen, okay? But immediately when it cut to black and it was silent, all of a sudden, it's the theater was pretty full this Saturday night when we go see it in IMAX 3D. When right before the quote and the final credits come up, right before that moment of black screen and silence, my dad goes, Jesus Christ. It was like my favorite reaction. Everybody kind of broke out laughing because he said it pretty loud, which is kind of the response. Like when that movie's over, you're like, oh, man. So anyway. All right. So those are my choices for your best picture. So best director. And here's one of the things. We'll get to that in a second. But here's one of the things that's crazy about this. So they pick 8, 9, sometimes 10 movies, but they still don't expand on director. There's still only 5 nominees for director. So evidently, 4 or 5 of the films were self-directed. So if you're picking best picture, 4 or 5 of them were directed by some guy who's not good. Makes no sense whatsoever. So I will give you my predictions for best director, and we will do that after we take a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more Oscar predictions of mine and Eric's, and we'll open up the phone lines at 312-981-7200. Morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're talking about the Oscars. The Oscar nominations are announced in a little bit less than 4 hours, so we're talking about that. And if you would like to jump in with your favorite movies and what you would like to see nominated, we're also going to be talking about some Oscar snubs from the past. And there you go, 312-981-7200. All right, let's continue with Best Director. Eric and I have the same predictions on this one. We have the same prediction. So and again, in the incredibly brilliant decision on the part of the Academy, 8, 9, sometimes 10 movies will be nominated for Best Picture, but only 5 directors. So, all right. So Best Director, these are the ones that I think, are Todd Haynes for Carol, Alejandro G. Iñárritu for The Revenant, Tom McCarthy for Spotlight, George Miller for Mad Max Fury Road, and Ridley Scott for The Martian. Those are the 5 that I think will be nominated. Somebody who might sneak in there, there's always a chance that Steven Spielberg might sneak in there for Bridge of Spies. John Crowley for Brooklyn might sneak in there. And the other one that has a possibility, strong possibility, is Adam McKay for The Big Short. He did get the DGA nomination. So that's a possibility. Okay, so for Best Actor, I am going with Bryan Cranston for Trumbo, Matt Damon for The Martian, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant, Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl, and my sort of dark horse pick here, I'm picking Johnny Depp for Black Mass. The Academy loves Johnny Depp, and Hollywood really loves the guy. He hasn't been making a lot of hit movies lately, but people love him, so I think he's going to get nominated. The other possibilities are Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs, and by the way, that Eric picks him instead of Johnny Depp. We were the same except for that. My choice, the other prediction is Johnny Depp for Black Mass, and his is Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs. And the other one that could possibly get a nomination is Steve Carell for The Big Short. So that's for Best Actor. For Best Actress, my choices are Cate Blanchett for Carol, Brie Larson for Room, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years, Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn, and Jennifer Lawrence for Joy. And once again, Eric and I have the same, except I like Eric's choice better, but I just don't think it's going to happen. He does not have Jennifer Lawrence for Joy. He's got Charlize Theron for Mad Max Fury Road. He's predicting she's going to get nominated. I would much rather see that. You know, the more nominations that Mad Max Fury Road gets, the happier I am as a human. So Cate Blanchett for Carol, Brie Larson for Room, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years, Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn, and Jennifer Lawrence for Joy are my choices. Same as Eric's, except that we switch. He thinks Charlize Theron for Mad Max Fury Road is going to get nominated.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
It's Saoirse.
Yeah. Saoirse.
Saoirse, like inertia.
Yeah, Saoirse.
Yeah, she's been on a whole campaign about that.
Well, maybe she ought to spell her name right.
He's Irish.
I know she's Irish. I know.
Leave her alone.
I had a guy named Eamon in the remount that we did for Black and Blue, and he spelled it like, it was an Irish guy, and he spelled it like E-A-O-M-A-N-N. And everybody in the cast, because he had to replace somebody, we lost somebody at the last minute, so he had to come in and replace the guy, like about, I think it was like 10 days before we opened. So we had to get a replacement. He came in, and people were like, Eamon Noman. And he's like, what do you say? And he's got a great Irish accent, too, this guy. He was a great Irish accent, which I made him not use. I wanted to use it in the play, but, like, it's a play that takes place in a Chicago bar, and I was like, I don't think we can, you know, this guy's supposed to be from Chicago. So he did his best. He did his best Chicago accent.
You were Chicago Irish.
Yeah, but not like this guy's got a brogue, man. I mean, this is like, seriously, okay. this is a guy that is very, very clearly from Ireland.
She was just on Stephen Colbert, and there's a whole thing.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, and yeah. He shows her all those crazy spelling names.
Was Eamon on there?
No. I don't think that was insane enough.
He had it like, oh, yeah, no, I'm sure there are many names that are worth, but he had it like, he spelled it, I want to say it was E-O-M. Another vowel in there, and then 2 N's at the end. And so, which I guess is, you know, like the traditional spelling for that name in Ireland, which is, you know, fine. Just like Saoirse is you know, that's how you spell it.
Saoirse.
Whatever.
Like inertia.
So, but it, like, people were, everybody in the cast was like, hey, Eamon Manu, Gadu Manu, you know, or whatever. And he's like, what, when you, what do you say at the end of a prayer? When you're done praying, what do you say at the end of a prayer? Amen? Amen. Okay, good. There you go. That's my name. And then I'm like, well, why don't you just spell it A-M-E-N? All right. The other possibility is Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl in Best Actress. All right, Best Supporting Actor. Best Supporting Actor, Christian Bale for The Big Short. Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies. Michael Shannon for 99 Homes. Sylvester Stallone for Creed. And Tom Hardy for The Revenant. Those are my choices. And that, to me, when Tom Hardy, if Tom Hardy gets nominated for The Revenant, they're also nominating him for Mad Max. That's the way I like to look at it. And once again, we, Eric and I part on one of them. He has Stringer Bell getting nominated for Beast of No Nation, which would be Idris Elba getting nominated for Beast of No Nation. I picked Tom Hardy for The Revenant. Now, the other guy that might sneak in there is Paul Dano for Love and Mercy. He might get nominated. Best Supporting Actress is Jennifer Jason Leigh for The Hateful Eight, Rooney Mara for Carol, Rachel McAdams for Spotlight, Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs, and Helen Mirren for Trumbo. Jennifer Jason Leigh, The Hateful Eight, Rooney Mara for Carol, Rachel McAdams, Spotlight, Kate Winslet, Steve Jobs, and Helen Mirren for Trumbo. Those are my choices. Eric and I, again, we switch off on one. He's got Alicia Vikander for Ex Machina, and I picked Helen Mirren. Now, the dark horse here, which is really kind of crazy, is Kristen Stewart. Kristen Stewart might get nominated for Best Supporting Actress for a movie called Clouds of Sils Maria. She was great in it. She was terrific in it. And, boy, that'd be something if she got nominated. Because people, you know, they don't like her very much. I actually like her. I just don't like the Twilight movies. I think Kristen Stewart is a pretty good actress. I like her. The Twilight movies are bad, and that damn Snow White movie was terrible that she was in. But outside of that, I think she's good. I liked her very much in Adventureland. She's really good in Clouds of Sils Maria. That movie where she... Oh, man. Now I can't remember the name. She was in the Armed Forces.
Camp X, right?
Yeah, she was good in that. She was good in On the Road. She's good in that American Ultra. I like her, man. I like her. I know. People give her a lot of grief. And then I'll just go with Animated Feature. Best Animated Feature. Anomalisa. Inside Out. Shaun the Sheep movie, The Boy and the Beast, and The Peanuts movie. Those are my choices for Best Animated Feature. So, all right. Those are my choices and predictions for what will get nominated. Eric went out and predicted every single category because he's crazy, as I mentioned. But those are my predictions. And, again, we'll find out what the actual nominees are at 7:30 our time, the nominees will start to get announced. I will also be appearing on Steve Cochran's show in a couple of hours at around 6:15 or 6:10, right at the top of his show, to give my predictions once again. And we'll see how well I do. We'll talk about that tomorrow to see how well I did. I have here some from Yahoo Movies, their 13 long shots that they'd like to see to get nominated for an Oscar. And then we're going to talk about the biggest snubs of all time in Oscar history. And we want to hear from you. In the past, what movies or what performances should have been nominated or should have won Academy Awards but didn't? 312-981-7200. And what are you rooting for this year? And all of that and more. We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN. When we come back, we got the news. And then we'll go to your choices, your predictions, what you'd like to see to win, and the biggest Oscar snubs of all time. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio on WGN.